This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ah, Monday. Woo! Oh. Hello, my friends. I see we all made it through the weekend. I know how busy and dangerous our lives are, so of course we did. Here we are. I guess the only danger boy really is Vinny. If he went surfing, that would be the most dangerous thing any of us did this weekend.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't you have a happy hour? Don't you guys?
That's
I don't know.
There's no danger. We're all sitting,
hammer 20 drinks and go crazy.
We're all literally sitting in the same place. Well, actually, that's not true because Nicole sits at home. We don't hammer drinks, Vinny. That's
I
you.
Do
You're
sometimes.
Thinking of your happy hour. Yeah, actually, that. Playing the role of Vinny will be Bryn.
Don't do it, Bryn.
Yeah,
don't
Bryn.
Do it.
Well, no, I mean, just on Fridays.
All right.
Yeah, just on Friday. I mean, he's really whittled the drinking down.
I have. No,
Let
seriously.
Me ask you a question.
Is it for me?
Yeah, it's for you.
All right,
so,
let's go.
When you woke up this morning, did you think, you know what would be good?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
That's
You're telling me there was mornings when the minute you woke up, that was the first thing you thought of. Oh, God. Oh, boy. The bad old days.
You know what I can't wait to do?
Hello, my little friend on the bedside table. Oh, you're empty. I got to go get one of your other friends.
Yeah. Anyway, so you did do the party, though, right?
We did. We did a little happy hour. It was a short one, and it was did we do two? Because we did a pre-party.
Oh, yeah, we did two. Yeah, we did a pre-party and an actual party.
Because, right. You know, the thing is, we're
so
just
you
constantly
were all
testing
in the shower things. With drinks? What do you
yes,
mean pre-party?
It was a shower beer party.
You know, what it is a setup. I'm like, it takes a minute for me to, and we're still kind of learning the process of where we're going and what program
yeah, where
I'm
we're
going
to post
use.
It to and what's it going to
all
be.
That stuff.
We so. Feel weird about putting it on anything official because it's kind of a train wreck.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time. Sometimes it's great. Other times, not so much.
So, you know, we're just testing out some stuff. And that's, I swear to God, almost every video we do, we're like, this is just a test. Don't watch this. Just on with your day.
There are some videos where it's just me and Sarah staring at the screens going like this.
Going, okay, so what if we did this? One time we were live for like 20 minutes or... We didn't even know we were live. We're like, and then we're like, oh my God, we're live. Where are we live?
Where is this casting?
Where is this going? And is anyone watching it? Where are we? And so we put all those videos up, though. You can
we
find
saved
them.
Those.
Sure, they're all saved. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what this text you just sent me is.
Who sent you a text? Did I send you a text? I don't
oh,
know
no,
about
Oh, no. Maybe
like
this is Bryn forwarded me something.
Oh, I forwarded you an email, yeah, from a listener that just wanted to recommend something.
Oh, I've seen Surf's yeah. Up. Mm-hmm. We've seen it a thousand times.
I guess
and it's
there's
actually
a reference.
A really good kid movie. Mm-hmm. Really good. Anyway, sorry, I just saw your email and was like, I don't know if this is a
no,
recommendation
not.
Or they need me to say something.
I guess there's a point where somebody says, say hello to my little friend. In that, in that.
Oh, is that what this is? I didn't get to read it because I was listening and I can't do both at once.
I haven't watched Surf's Up, so I don't know.
I don't know if that's, I'm not sure, but we say that a lot at my house now. Mm.
So what did you guys do this weekend, my little friend?
Well, I did actually get a really fun surf in on Friday and
Well, I'm glad you survived it.
That's a day maker. Sure. The rest of the weekend, though, I stayed away from the ocean and the beach and in general. We got a call from someone my wife knows, and a friend of hers had gotten a puppy and then didn't want it.
Oh.
Which
what
happens.
What do you mean they didn't? Is it a problem puppy?
I don't. Well, puppies are a problem.
Oh,
so
she got more than one puppy.
No, I think it was just one of those things where the puppy walked into the house, took a crap on the floor, and they went, what is happening?
You
anyway, I don't know the details, but we were called and offered to come see a puppy. And we went, we had to talk because you know how that goes, right?
Yes.
And I explained.
It's such a big deal.
You know, puppies are sell themselves because they're so damn cute.
Right.
But they are a ton of work.
And destructive as all get out.
So, of course, we got it.
What?
We got a puppy. Okay, so we're going to need... Oh, hold on. Is this on Instagram already?
No,
and I just somehow missed it. You got to get the pup. What kind of pup?
We need to know everything.
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 So...
Everything.
When I met Christina... Mm-hmm. I had Willa, as many of you know my Willa, who's since gone to puppy heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to tell me all the time, I am going to get an Australian Shepherd that's going to run with me everywhere I go, and I'm going to name him Trip, which is apparently after Jack Tripper from
Three's Company,
which is her favorite television show of all times.
Interesting.
She really led a sheltered life.
Yeah, I don't know.
An Australian Shepherd. What do those look like? Kind of furry, white. One white eye, one brown eye.
Yeah, they can be very, very multicolored, very crazy.
And it's also run with her every day. Yeah, sure. Well, puppies, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well,
I want to see a picture. You got to get the picture. You have to put the picture up on Instagram. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Right, okay. Kind of like a collie, but often much more black and white. Oh, my God.
Oh, super cute.
Oh, the puppy.
Eyebrows. You know, like the different color you can tell.
That is
so cute.
Is it blue-eyed? It's hard to
it
tell
is.
In that little shot. So it's, how old is it?
We're not sure, but we think it's 10 weeks.
Still a little puppy.
Yeah, this person clearly brought this puppy home and went, absolutely not. I don't know what to say. Like, look, our baby, Edie, is she's the on everything she sees, and she's running from this puppy. Like, puppies are gnarly. Like, you just can't.
Oh. She doesn't like the puppy.
The puppy jumps on her. The puppies, we're working on it. It's only been a day, but it's one of those things where you go, yeah, this is what they do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? So anyway, it's me and the missus had a long talk. I explained my reservation. She feels like life has
meant to be.
Well, she feels like life has a lot less joy than it should and that this might bring that. But I was saying...
Among other things.
No. No. That's not... You're crazy, but okay. So anyway, that's what we met. We went and met this puppy. We loved this puppy. We took this puppy home. The first thing she did was crap in our house. So that was, welcome.
That's what they do.
Welcome.
Mark
home.
My territory.
Right. And pee.
Oh,
and that
boy.
Was... It's just the way it goes, but since then, not once.
Nice.
So it's good. Like I woke up at.
Did you say no and rub her nose in it and throw her outside?
No, we didn't put her nose in it. But yes, of course we said no. I woke up at 4 something in the morning on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And God. Your favorite time of day.
Well, I'm good with it. So I hung with her for like 3 hours outside. And she in our backyard. Puppies, she's had some shots. We have to get some more, though.
Okay.
Anyway, she ran around like a lunatic and then fell over and went to sleep. So that was like perfect.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God. And her name's Trip.
No, her name is Ripley.
Oh, her name is Ripley. Oh, my God. I love this story so much. Oh, I love this story. Ripley.
So,
So you got a puppy. Are you crate training it?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I hear that's really
good. Well, it's good and it's bad. You know, people have good, it can work and it can also leave you with a crap-covered puppy. Mm. Where you're like, you just crapped in your own little hole and then rolled
in it. They
gotta
go. They gotta go. You know.
So.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Okay. So, have you gone around the whole house and gotten everything chewable out of the way?
Yes.
Okay.
I've done this before, so I actually have.
Is it gonna eat the doors? You think? Is it like a wood chewer?
I don't think so. You know, this dog is super smart. You can already tell. Which can be actually its own undoing. Smart dogs can have more trouble than dumb
Too
dogs
smart,
sometimes.
Right.
So that may work against it. But so far, it's clearly it's already picking up commands.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
goodness.
I don't know. We'll see. It's new. It's all new. It just happened. So
I'm excited, though. I mean, it's just like sometimes everything aligns. Like you get a call from someone who has the exact dog she wants, and
well,
Trip sounds so much like Ripley. You just go for that name.
She had feelers out among her running friends.
Oh,
she
did.
Apparently, this is like a running animal.
This is the dog for that.
Yeah, it's like the dog you want. So
sometimes, though, you get those dogs in too good a shape, and boy.
I don't disagree. I mean, I there are other issues. Like, you know, people will tell you get a bulldog because they're super lazy and they're easy, except that they have health problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
and they snore.
Yeah.
You gonna let the dog sleep in your room?
No. Oh, absolutely.
I bet
not.
That changes.
No.
I have a feeling about that.
No.
What does Leo think about the dog?
They're not together at all yet.
So Leo, you're keeping them separate, or Leo has seen the dog and said, I'm going to separate myself?
We're keeping them separate for now. I don't think there's any reservation in the puppy, and we don't want her to find out the hard way how cats can be in charge.
Or kill your cat. There's two ways that can come
out. That ain't
happening. Puppy's got a long way.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
You never know.
Leo is... he's a super punk. So he will end that puppy. Like immediately.
You don't want that. Dead puppies are like the antithesis of everything people want.
Right. So anyway, we fully proofed the house and went through the backyard. And in fact, today, because of the cleaning, I'm taking my daughters to the dump. To show them we have a dump field trip today.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And, you know, not included.
I used to love the dump with my daddy when I was little.
Yeah, well, it's good to see.
Can I go to the dump? Can I go to the dump? Can I go too? Can I go too?
Mm-hmm.
And you take the bags and your dad gives you stuff to throw in the pit. It's fun.
And this is where all the stuff you put at the curb goes. So remember that.
And remember this smell. This is the smell.
All the crap's got to go somewhere. And this is the somewhere.
It actually does, you know, I'm glad I went to the dump because I knew that there was a place where all the crap went. And it's very, even as a little person, you really go, wow, this is awful.
Yeah. So I want them to see that. So
yeah.
Not among the things we're dumping, though, is the giant Alice sign that broke and repaired itself. That is going to the
I'm
dump.
I'm sure that's not going to the
it's
dump.
It's going back to the station. Where it belongs.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's a great piece of art.
Right. Also, while I was up early, I put on a movie because my kid's super into The Neighbor Boy. Let's not kid ourselves. This isn't about dinosaurs. It's about that boy. Mm. But she has taken on dinosaurs as her favorite thing because this boy loves them.
Well, there you go. Sure.
So in an effort to be, you know, the cool dad, I thought, let me look at Jurassic Park and see if she can watch this.
Uh-oh.
Which she can't.
No.
like the first thing that happens is a guy gets attacked while they're trying to move these animals. Yeah, Spoiler alert.
It's terrifying. Even as an adult, I still will get sucked into that movie and just dream of dinosaurs that night.
But by the way, that I don't remember what year that was, but the technology has come so far even since then.
And I remember seeing that movie and thinking, how could it get better? There are actual dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs moving in the shot with human beings, except that now in that photo, you can tell the difference, completely tell the difference. Now it's seamless. All these superhero movies, you go, that person's flying.
This is clearly really happening. I don't know how they made that guy fly, but it's right. Wow.
Yeah, so they've come a long way.
It's unreal what they can
even
do.
Even that looked like I Love Lucy episode.
Right. And it's funny, too, because, I mean, it was so state-of-the-art at the time. It just seemed like, wow, that's incredible. Because we all remember the monster movies with Godzilla, a dude in a suit tromping over a cardboard Tokyo, you know?
Right.
And we were like, yep, that's awesome. And then, of course, things improved. As they improve, you know, that's the problem is now you can't trust anything you see. I mean, these deep fake things that they're doing they're too much. It's too real. It's frightening. I don't believe anything. I'm going to try and not believe anything anymore.
Oh, that's good.
I'm very gullible.
That's a healthy attitude.
So. Well, you know, I try to, you know, I'm always thinking about my mental health. Oh, I don't believe that. That can't be. I don't believe my eyes on that. I can't believe that.
I think, speaking of, well, what you believe, what you don't believe, I don't know. I won't explain how I got to this thought, but
okay.
It looks like the Midwest area is beginning to thaw out.
Yeah.
But I'll check this morning as I haven't had a chance yet, but hopefully FedEx can start delivering again. We'll see vaccines delivered. There's so much backup now thanks to that storm that rolled through the middle of the country. So I don't know. I mean, I was joking about the Crocs order, but I'm sure there's plenty of people who are like, no, I was waiting on medicine, or I've been waiting on something important a work thing or whatever.
Whatever it is, you know, we have it delivered. That's how the world works these days.
Delivery was snagged for 5 or 6 days. What kind of backup does that make, especially during a pandemic? So I don't, it's going to be trouble this week for them.
It's going to be overtime for FedEx and UPS and everybody else.
Yeah.
Just trucks loaded to the gills. Because honestly, those are the only cars I see on my road anymore. Delivery vans of all shapes and sizes.
Uh-huh. I mean, seen a lot of those new Amazon delivery trucks too.
I haven't seen one of those yet, I don't think.
I have.
Are they just a van?
But you're not really out, so.
No, but I sit at the front window and I observing.
Like a cat?
Well, that's where there's a computer there, so I'll sit there and I'll look out the front window, and it's really John's
place. I watch
the
world go by.
I do. I watch the world go by, you know. I call John the Sentinel because he's always sitting right there. And the cats sit up on the thing and look out the front window. He's like, oh, man, look at that. I'm like, you look at it and tell me. I'll just report back.
So anyway, that's about all I got for you.
You got a new puppy. That's pretty big, Ben. You got to get that picture up on Instagram, because that's the people need to see Ripley.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah, she is so cute. She's sort of orangey. Like, what color is it? Just brown, or because it looks a little reddish?
So she's reddish. They call her red, but she's not. It's brown.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they. But they also call the gray ones blue. So I don't know what that's
right.
about.
I've heard that one.
I don't know, but
it's a reddish brown though. I mean, it definitely has that collie color. You know, like an auburn thing going on.
The
she's
thing
so
was,
cute.
It wasn't one of those situations where we're looking at 20. You know, puppies and going, we'll take this one. It was, there's this one. It's been, someone was going to take it. It's not like we rescued it from certain death. That wasn't happening. But anyway, I think she wanted a boy, but it's a girl. I think she wanted the gray one, but it's not. And yet,
she fell in love.
But you can't help it. How could you Do you see that thing?
I know.
Let me show puppies, that thing to you
puppies
again.
Puppies are How ads cute. For themselves. There's no question. Mm-hmm. It's like babies. Babies are ads for them. When you're thinking about maybe having a baby. Oh, my God. Look at those little feet. That. Look at that puppy. Look at the puppy.
Yeah. Pretty cute.
You're a dog
also,
family. That's nice.
Razor sharp teeth. Razor. Like, just razor.
Like needles.
Just absolutely razors for teeth.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll keep Edie in line, you know.
I don't know. Right now, Edie's not into it. And I thought Edie was going to be the one that loved her more than any of us.
Right.
But she, as soon as the dog jumped on her, she went, I'm out of here.
Yeah. What, does Isla love it?
Yeah.
Does it have a little collar and a clip, a little leash? Can she?
Yeah, we got the, you know, we went and got a starter kit. I mean, we could have. I could have taken us beforehand knowing that you don't meet puppies and then say no thanks.
Right.
But we waited, and of course everyone went, oh my God, we love her. Right. So
was she well behaved at the meet and greet?
Yeah. I mean, she's just a puppy. She's just happy to see everyone and happy to be held and happy to bite you and happy to poop on you and...
Oh. Just all
life's great
things.
When you're a puppy.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah.
It
was,
you're so it, cute. All you have to do is go, yeah. And all is forgiven.
Anyway,
I can't
let's
wait
get started.
Crying. Okay, KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. You guys, we got a puppy.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.